What we're going to do here is have a conversation about the Declaration of Independence. I will split it up into seven pieces, and I will take each of the seven and talk individually about that. And in this part here, just kind of give you a grounding of why it was written and when it was written. The Declaration of Independence was released on July 4, 1776. It was a declaration of war that laid out the reasons for the separation of the colonies, of the 13 colonies from England. I mean, it was more than that. There was much, much more than that. In the first portion of the declaration, maybe about 20% of it, is theoretical in nature. It's a proclamation to the world about the rights of man, about the importance of liberty, where liberty comes from, about the purpose of government, and what happens when that government no longer protects your liberties, our liberties, and what your duties or rights are in regards to that. Now, the second portion, that good portion, 75% of the document, is just a list of grievances. It's bitch session to the king. Over and over, he did this, he did this, he did this, he did this, he did this. And that is, I don't know, that then becomes dated. So it doesn't have the same resonance that it does, that the first portion does. Today, you read the first portion and you still feel the inspiration of liberty that came to the pen when it was written back in 1776. A special note about the writing of it, each colony sent individuals to Philadelphia in the summer of 1776, for many reasons. I mean, the war had been going on since the spring of 75. It had been limited primarily to the Massachusetts colony. Things were going very, very badly. Up until then, what had gone on in Philadelphia was a compromise in an olive branch to the king to try to back this war off. But by the summer of 1776, the war had been going for a year. It had moved itself into other northern colonies. And so much blood had been shed that there was no room for compromise. There was no room anymore for an olive branch. Because of the seriousness of the circumstances, when they reached Philadelphia in the summer of 1776, the final result out of that meeting has to be independence. This document then was written, one, to bring the colonies together, two, to tell Britain exactly why this war was necessary, and three, to explain to the world, and France in particular, what the purpose of this war for independence was. And throughout it all, you have this theoretical, rhetorical celebration of individual liberty and citizen responsibility to protect that individual liberty, which is embodied in a social contract. And so this runs throughout the theoretical portion of the Declaration, and I think that's why it still resonates so strongly today. One other important note here. There was a committee of five that wrote the rough drafts of the Declaration. Jefferson was the key pen, along with Adams and Franklin. So what we're looking at is a product of the entire group that was in Independence Hall, but with an awful lot of Jefferson, with extensive editing by Franklin and Adams. However, when you talk about the Declaration of Independence, you talk about the pen of Thomas Jefferson.